Any sense experience, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant, is a prelude to suffering. You understand this statement or not? Or dukkha? Do you understand this statement?
Yeah.
Huh? Why? Because they have the universal characteristic of change, understand? This moment, beautiful, go your way. Next moment, another reality may hit, understand? So if you attach to pleasant, reject unpleasant, you sure kena one in between, understand? That's why it's a prelude to suffering. All of your success, all of your joy, if you're not careful, you will attach, you will cling. Then something happened, then you lost your faith, you lost your reputation, crisis come, all of your wealth that you have accumulated all wiped off. What happened? Because you cling on to the success, the pleasant, and all the good things. Then you're full of joy. But first reality, the first noble truth reality, he don't care whether you are enlightened being, you are saint, or you are a nobody. Karma come, like live wire, it executes straight away. Understand? Nature's law. So when you understand that, the reality is, things are always in a state of flux. Can happen. Anyhow, anyway. You don't take care of karma, even if you take care, impossible for you to have perfect one. Why? The Buddha in his last birth also, he cannot pay back a few things, Jinja incident and all those things. The Sammasambuddha also got no, which means in the distant past, over eons and eons of birth and death, you can never know that you have the perfect karma. Understand not? That's why I say don't try to be a hero. You know, last time I shared with you before, or present to your nature like that. You don't worry like your car, no need to lock us. Then I say you might as well on the engine and put the key there. Really, out of love and compassion, so that people don't do this, but they don't know who am I. And you gullibly say, wow, my nature, don't be foolish, don't be a hero. You have to understand, don't try to be a hero. Wow, I got Dhamma, no, I cannot suffer already, no. How harsh also I can endure. You go and endure. Good food cannot eat. Craving. Pass to me, I eat. Understand? Don't be gullible and do like that. But there are conditions. When there is condition, then you will do one. No problem. Because situation is I have to endure, I endure. And I endure before. Very serious. So be careful about this statement, understand it. Any sense experience, whether pleasant or unpleasant, you remember? Vedana Nupassana? When feeling arise, mindful. When it has become pleasant or unpleasant feeling, also mindful. Means what? The mind stir already. You attach already. Pleasant means what? Sensual? Desire. The other one? Ill will. First two, mental? Sure, suffering one. Mental hindrance, no. Cannot enter the meditative state of inner peace, inner awareness, no. And stillness, no. How not to suffer? Understand, no? Without sati. You cannot understand. So it's a prelude to suffering or dukkha. So even very fantastic or so-called good meditative experience, including the experiencing of jhana, seeing or nimitta, etc., are just conditioned arising mind state within meditation. And unless one can develop wisdom out of it to free the mind, then they are not much use. Understand now? So don't attach, don't cling. So this message is very much, it will protect you as a cultivator. Okay? Good.